Team Trump rips Joe Biden for PA event with anti-fracking activist Lady Gaga. By Charlie Spiring on November 1, 2020. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign on Sunday criticized former Vice President Joe Biden for bringing anti-fracking activist Lady Gaga to a campaign rally on Monday. Nothing exposes Joe Biden's disdain for the forgotten working men and women of Pennsylvania like campaigning with anti-fracking activist Lady Gaga, Trump 2020 Communications Director Tim Murtaugh said in a statement. Lady Gaga is expected to take the stage with Joe Biden in Pittsburgh, where the Democratic nominee will address a drive-in crowd Monday night. Murtaugh said that Biden's desperate attempt to draw attention to his campaign in the final hours before Election Day was a sharp stick in the eye of 600,000 Pennsylvania workers in the fracking industry. In 2012, Lady Gaga joined 146 artists, musicians, and filmmakers, including Yoko Ono, Paul McCartney, and Alec Baldwin, to campaign against fracking. Joe Biden will always prioritize the desires of the liberal Hollywood elite and the radical left, while President Trump will always put the interests of blue-collar workers first, Murtaugh said. Lady Gaga also campaigned for Hillary Clinton and is now working hard to get Biden elected. If you want to change this system, if you want this country to be different than it is right now, you have got to participate in this election, she pleaded to voters in a video released Friday. Murtaugh said that Biden's stunt was one more sign that he would side with far-left voices over workers in Pennsylvania. Biden repeatedly promised left-wing activists he would end fracking, which would be an economic death sentence and financial Armageddon for families in Pennsylvania and across the country, he wrote. In another video released on Saturday, Lady Gaga tried to appeal to swing state by wearing camo and drinking a Coors Light next to a pickup truck before crushing the can and tossing it. Hey, this is Lady Gaga. I'm voting for America, which means I'm voting for Joe Biden, she said.